Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Right, here's the email that we were talking about yesterday, and here's a virtual listener that really needs some help. And for the couple of us in here that are hopeless romantics, I want to read it again and try to make this happen for this guy.
I'm listening.
That's you. It says, Dear Burt Show, I know you have no idea who I am, but I'm hoping you might help me propose marriage to the woman that makes every second I spend with her the most precious moment of my life. I had no idea I could have feelings like this for any woman. Before I met her, I distrusted women and my heart was completely closed. But the moment she walked into my life, a wash of emotions came over me as I began to believe in love at first sight. I was like a shy teenager too anxious to talk to the head cheerleader. My heart raced and my throat tightened up when I overcame my anxiety to talk to the most engaging woman I ever laid eyes on. When we started to talk, it was like a movie. The world had nobody in it but she and I. And since that day, the moments of my life are nothing but a countdown until the next time I see her again. A beautiful and personal conversation we had last week confirmed to me that I can't live another day without this woman. When she sings to me, it's though every note is sung from the lips of an angel. The earth stops spinning upon every word of conversation she speaks when we take walks. With your help, I'm hoping to make this wondrous woman my wife. I'm just foolish enough to believe that I can make a woman this happy forever. But I will spend every waking moment and every fiber of my being with the sole purpose of bringing joy to her life. She listens to Q100 every morning, and my hope is that you will aid me in making sure that she is in the parking lot of the Buckhead Maggiano's at 9:15 in the morning this Friday. Now, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, so hopefully she either heard this yesterday or today. While this may seem odd to you, Maggiano's holds a very special place in our hearts. So maybe it was our first date or whatever.
Sure.
One morning, I jokingly told her that when I proposed, it would be in a way that the entire world would realize how much a man could love a woman. My wish is that you read my story and she is listening and shows up at Maggiano's so I can present the ring and make my proposal official. Please consider my request. If you tell my story, I'm positive that she'll realize the words I wrote could only come from me. She teases me all the time about how hopelessly romantic I am. I wish all cynics of love, Jeff, I wish all cynics of love could have their heart filled the way she fills mine. Please help me in a way that makes the entire world realize how much I love this woman. Right? So if you think he's talking to you, 9:15 at the Buckhead Maggiano's, and we got a couple of clues in there of who you might be. He says, when she sings to me, so maybe you're in a band or you just sing around the house a lot. The earth stops spinning upon every word of conversation when we take walks. Can't be a lot of guys that take walks a lot with their wives or their girlfriends.
Totally. But obviously Maggiano's.
Maggiano's. That's a big old clue right there also. So if you think he's talking to you, he wants you to be over at the Buckhead Maggiano's at 9:15. And I can tell you right now, this wasn't written by Phil Turana because he will be down there.
Yeah. I just want to bring Phil Turana up. He's at the Maggiano's in Buckhead, and this engagement is probably 5 minutes away if the guy's timing is correct.
Okay.
So he's going to interrupt us should it happen.
Phil Turana, you out there?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Okay, so Phil, when it starts going down...
Right. Well, let me tell you what's going on right now. I'll go ahead and kind of give you a scenario. There is a lot of activity going on around here right now because of the buildings, because obviously Maggiano's having a huge weekend. So there's a lot of cars already here. Now, there are some people, I have seen a couple of cars with people milling around like the hood of their car and a couple of people talking, and you can kind of hear Q100 in the background, so you know they're listening. And now up in the front of Maggiano's, they have that little turnaround where you can drop somebody off and keep going.
Sure.
Well, I have seen four or five cars go through there real slow. Uh-huh. And they're not dropping anybody off, and they're not parking. They just kind of did the little circle and drove around the parking lot real slow, and it was all of them had women in there, and they kind of drive through the parking lot and then drive out. Now, I don't know if they're looking for somebody or what, but I've seen at least two or three of those cars do it, and there are a handful of people out here just kind of milling around.
Now, are there any guys like out there, I mean, just by themselves in a car or something like that?
Not that I can see, because the parking lot is pretty full. Not that I can see see right now. Again, there is a good bit of commotion. There's, like, you know, the food trucks unloading food and all that. But hold on. Let me do a quick scan.
Because you'll for sure be able to see, I mean, when it's about to happen. I mean, he'll get out of the car, I'm sure. She's going to get out of another car or whatever. And he'll either get down on a knee or they'll start hugging or something.
I mean, so Maggiano's is closed. The delivery guys are coming to deliver food. But you say the parking lot is full?
Right, because there's some office buildings around here as well.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so the parking lot is full. And then again, there are a bunch of people milling around. Now, I don't know if these are, you know, servers waiting to go inside to get ready for lunch or if, you know, because they don't look like servers, but there are, I mean, I can tell you point blank, I can see two girls from right here who are just kind of standing by their car chit-chatting, and I can hear, you know, all the hits going 100 in the background. So, you know, they're listening to the station.
So I'm curious. So, like Bert had asked you earlier about the guy that wrote, I mean, the email obviously is there. I mean, do you think he's keeping undercover in case she doesn't show up or didn't hear? Because, I mean, I'm surprised that we don't know where he is.
Yeah, like I would think he'd be out there in a tux with a flower or something.
Well, there is a really nice SUV, kind of a pimped-out SUV parked in that wraparound up front, and it's got tinted windows. I can't see inside of it, but it's been there. I mean, it's been there since I've been here.
So maybe
how many people are there watching you?
I just want to say hey to everyone in Maggiano's who's looking at me through the window.
Is there anybody in their cars just kind of sitting and watching and any single women there that are...
You know, from where I can see, there was a couple minutes ago, and I mean, there was two girls that walked inside, and there was another lady sitting in her car putting on makeup, but I think she must have walked in as well. But from where, I mean, again, this parking lot, you know the back parking lot of Maggiano's, it's full. I mean, there's hardly any parking spaces left. But from what I can see right now, there could be maybe one back over there that I can't see very well. But, yeah, I mean, no, not 100% no.
Because the reason I ask is that you said that you had a couple of people call you up and say that they thought that they were the girl and that's why that they were going to show up, but they wouldn't go on the radio with it.
Right, yeah. And they said they would show up. And maybe they're just sitting in their car, but I can't see them because other cars are blocking the view. But again, we've had those, you know, I mean, it's probably been at least, I would have to say at least six cars now that have done the very slow pass-through.
Okay.
So. Hmm.
All right. At this point, should I just keep him up and do kind of like we did before, that if this happens, you just give us some kind of
something?
Give us some kind of signal, and I'll get out of commercials or a song or whatever we're doing, and we'll throw
the
it back to you.
The goose has landed.
If that's what you want, all right?
It is in position. We are ready to go, Eagle.
All right. All right. So from this point on, Phil, you're going to be potted up. So you're live, so don't curse or get a phone number or anything like that.
Okay.
And when you tell us...
Get a phone number from a woman who's about to get engaged. Nice.
Well, I know she's single.
Right, it's true.
So
I'll get it before he does.
When it all starts happening, just give us the signal and I'll get out of what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Look at your mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. You say I'm your girl. You're my
Okay.
What was he saying?
The goose has landed.
Goose
copy,
landed.
Copy, red leader. All right, so he's there?
No, Jeff just wanted me to stop the song in the middle of the song.
Because he's there, and is he proposing?
No, Jeff just told me to stop the song.
What the hell?
What? Well, I just wanted, I thought it, first of all, I think it's cool when we interrupt songs.
We got another minute and a half left in the song.
I've got a very important announcement to make.
Oh, God.
Jeff, there's a minute and a
half. You have a heart, Grinch, that your heart grew three sizes bigger? Is that what you're about to announce?
I would like to make an important announcement, and is there any better way to get people's attention than interrupt a song in the middle of a song?
Okay.
The Bert Show.
The goose has landed.
Goose
copy,
has landed.
Copy, red leader. All right, so he's there?
No, Jeff just wanted me to stop the song in the middle of the song.
Because he's there, and is he proposing?
No, Jeff just told me to stop the song.
What the hell?
What? Well, I just wanted, I thought it, first of all, I think it's cool when we interrupt songs.
We got another minute and a half left in the song.
I've got a very important announcement to make.
Oh, God.
Jeff, there's a minute
and
a half.
You have a heart, Grinch, that your heart grew three sizes bigger? Is that what you're about to announce?
I would like to make an important announcement, and is there any better way to get people's attention than interrupt a song in the middle of a song?
Okay.
So how many people are down there, Phil?
Again, from standing around, there's a couple of people still milling about in that walk around, and I think they're like me waiting to see what happens. There is. I did see one lady drive up in a car during the commercials. She's parked to the side, and there's still that SUV
hey, Phil?
Parked. Yes.
I actually want to know how many people leave once I announce that I wrote that email.
Oh, my God.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not. You cannot come up with words like that.
Hey, Jessica, did you write this email? Because, I mean, every time you sing, it is like angel. That can't have come from Jeff Dollar.
There's no engagement. I just wanted to see how many desperate women show up on the day before Valentine's Day thinking they're going to get engaged.
Oh, my God.
That to me is just evil. That's so mean. How could you laugh at that? That to me is just mean.
Because I'm stunned. I mean, we should have known.
I'll tell you this. Now there is one less car in the parking lot that is pulling out and pulling off now.
Jeff, you do these things and you never even think about anybody else.
Like, who am I thinking about? So an imaginary girl?
No, so here's a woman that shows up that is like really thinking that her boyfriend is doing something really romantic for her, and she shows up.
Right.
And is completely devastated and disappointed now. That's a dick move.
It's not.
It totally is.
It is proving that women look at Valentine's Day as a day that all the special crap is going to happen, and they will do anything to force themselves into a situation where they will get engaged.
Now, do you think that a lot of the women that showed up there were honestly thought they were going to get engaged to, or do you think they were just like being rubberneckers where they wanted to see it take place?
Well, even if one woman shows up, heartbreaking.
Honestly most surprised that Jeff was able to come up with something so romantic and sweet.
Hold on, Phil.
Okay.
Producer
Tracy didn't write that?
Come on.
And how did you
give me something?
Like, Jeff didn't say, let's read this on the air tomorrow. He sent it, and I bit hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, you're kidding.
So this came to me, and I'm like...
He didn't print it and hand it to you?
No. This came to me in my email box, and I'm like, this is something I got to do on the air. Good morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you guys? Because I am really ticked off.
Go ahead.
What's going on?
Well, I've been sitting in the Maggiano's parking lot, and, you know, waiting for my boyfriend to show up.
I don't know why you find that funny.
Because...
I'm sorry to hear that.
And why did you decide to wait for your boyfriend?
Because, hello, he wrote that email.
He did?
Yeah.
When?
Well, obviously recently, if you read it on the air.
Well, you thought that he wrote
it. So let me ask you some questions, Anna. What's so special about Maggiano's and you?
What do you mean? I mean, I haven't even eaten there.
So why would you go? It says in the email that I made up. That nobody wrote but me.
You know what? I am totally confused. How do I know that my boyfriend didn't write that email and you told him not to go and now that, you know, because you wanted it to sound better on the air and that you're just making a big joke out of this?
What is my... do you sing?
I still don't understand what your point is. Because,
No, I don't sing, but, you know, the parking lot thing didn't really throw me off because my younger brother proposed to his girlfriend in the church parking lot. So I thought, oh, well, he's doing something like my brother did.
So, you know what? This girl, what's her name again? Anna? Amy?
Yeah.
Whatever. She is proving my point. Think about it. You've got a woman who is so desperate to be engaged that
I
she... Do you sing?
No, I don't
Then
sing,
why did you go to Maggiano's when the email said that you sang?
I just want to tell you this. You know, of course that email was about me because I listen to your show all the time, and he knows I do. Okay, so you know what I do? I totally take a day off from work to go down there.
That's not funny.
Okay, and then my sister takes a video cam and goes with me. All right, she has two small kids. She's a stay-at-home mom. So she had to get a sitter so that she could go with me and film this to send to my parents in Florida.
And that's funny to you.
Why did you go down there?
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean, why did I go down there? Because I thought the email was about me. Because I thought I was getting a ring at Christmas. And when he didn't give me a ring at Christmas, I knew it was Valentine's Day. I knew it was going to be Valentine's Day weekend.
I don't think, some guys I don't think understand, like if it was something that was important to you, like a gift, a gadget or something, I wish I could think of something that was more... comparable, and you drop a hint to your girlfriend or your wife that this is something that you really want and you really think she's going to get it for you, and then the Christmas comes or your birthday comes and goes and it's not there and you get really disappointed. I mean, the thing is, you sound like it's women forcing men to propose, but I think that it's just, I mean, this is something that is, again, the most important day to a woman's life. So, I mean, I can understand where if she thought there was a hint of a possibility, it obviously meant enough to her to take off work to arrange for a video, you know, videotape of the event. So, I mean, yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, I can't go to work now.
I just have to apologize.
And, I don't know if any apology would even be sufficient. I mean, I can't go to work now. I am too upset. I don't know. Are you making fun of people wanting to get married? And I mean, I'm assuming. Am I on the air right now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I can.
Well, I should just tell people right now that they should never listen to the Burt Show again. Never. Well, I'm not listening to you all. You know the set button on my car radio? I am setting it somewhere else.
Well, I just wanted to apologize because I can understand really wanting to be that other piece of the puzzle, making a magical moment come true. Because I think that that's what she was trying to do. I don't think that she's desperate to get married. I think that she thought, okay, this
she
is
was
a
filling
magical.
In blanks.
Let me finish what I'm going to say for the first time this week. Okay.
Oh God, here we go.
Let me finish what I'm going to say. Okay. I think that she thought this was going to be a magical moment, and if she didn't do her part to make the puzzle piece come together, then she would have ruined a magical proposal, ruined a magical part. I don't think that it means that she's desperate to get married.
All right, Anna, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can say.
Well, I don't know if that's going to cut it with me because, you know, I thought he wrote that email, and now I'm really confused because you guys are on there going,
first of all, I take offense to the fact that you don't want to listen to the Burt Show anymore because we have four people on this show, and one person is the one that lied not only to you, but the other three on the show. So you can't blame Burt or myself or Jen for this. Because we were just as involved as you were. And I know, Bert, I know that we have to take responsibility for Jeff's actions. But
no, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Jeff's, part of Jeff's responsibility, and I'm going to let you go, okay? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about whether I'm ever going to listen to you all again because I am just hacked off. I just think you're making a mockery of people who want to get married.
I understand.
And I thought this was a special day for me.
I understand. All right, thank you. Part of Jeff's responsibility as the executive producer of the show is to protect us and make sure that listeners trust us. That is his responsibility. And what you've done today is you have totally breached that responsibility.
This is the same
thing. No, Jeff, you totally have, and there's nothing you can say about it.
This is the same thing.
Why can't you ever just admit, you know what, I didn't think it through, I screwed up.
This is the same thing as the gold digger's bit. It's just proving that women are out there who are desperate to get married and will force situations in order to make it happen. And what better day to do it than Valentine's Day.
So you feel good about what you've done?
I feel like I've proven a point.
Hi, All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, my name's Joe, and I got your back on this one, Bert. I think he did screw up, and Jeff does some wonderful pranks, man. I have laughed and thought that he's just the instigator, but even us guys like a romance. You know, I even thought of going there just to see, just to watch.
Well, so, it's such a breach of trust that, I don't know, that's...
He just needs to admit that he screwed up.
I will if I can meet the girl who fits every description in that
room. She's not out there. She's not out there.
Exactly.
And the clerk that called up, oh my God, where'd she come from?
Exactly.
She didn't have no criteria. But the thing is, there's enough people that do love romance and believe in it that they showed up and they were disappointed. You disappointed a lot of people.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Go ahead. Let me take all the I love Jeff calls
I
now
didn't
from
put
people
it, I,
that are as mean as you are.
Dump them all then and pick them up randomly.
People are calling saying I thought
people
it was great.
People see the point.
Morning, All the Hits, Q1. It's just, you know what? It's just not the kind of show I want to do. Maybe that's it. It's not the kind of show I want to do where you set up women that are all excited about being proposed to and you squash their dreams. That's just not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. And we strive to have a relationship with our listeners where they trust us. That's why we don't do wacky things on April Fool's Day. We come up with wacky kind of stunts where you buy into it and then you're disappointed at the end of the day because, Jeff, you've been in on this conversation also. We want our listeners to trust us. You have breached that.
Are you just mad because I got you too? With the email?
No. I mean, you phone scammed me before.
Does this idiot
I didn't
not
bother.
Understand anything? Bert just nailed it right on the head. You have no empathy. You are so bitter about this whole ordeal that you wanted to cause other women pain. Do you know that description, if it wasn't for the fact that my best friend was already engaged, fit her to a T? Do you know how many couples have had their first dates or several important dates at Maggiano's? Do you know how many women sing to their boyfriends? I sing to my fiance. You just did not think of the damage that you could do. Women's emotions are so high around Valentine's Day and so temperamental, but you didn't care. You caused every one of your listeners who trusted you to no longer trust you. You know?
Well, that's the first rule. Don't trust me.
Well, and had we known it was coming from you, we wouldn't have.
You should not be on a radio station if your listeners cannot trust you. That's what your listeners are here for.
Yeah, had you read the email, then we might be a little bit more skeptical. But because, you know, you sent it to me, and I bought hook, line, and sinker, man. I'll give you that.
I think,
you know,
I think that's why you're the most upset.
No, you're a callous, very bitter man. You're a very callous, bitter man. You have no business being on the radio station playing games with people's heads.
No, I'm really not bitter about that. I mean, you know what? You're much smarter at putting stuff like that together than I am. I'll give you that. So that doesn't bother me.
You can manipulate
way better than I can. Let me just give a quick recap because we're getting a lot of people calling up going, what are you guys talking about? We got this email yesterday. I got an email yesterday from this guy that I thought was just this complete hopeless romantic. And he wanted to propose to his girlfriend. But he was really, really general in the email. Excuse me. And, you know, he was just, I mean, pouring his heart out in this email. And he said if I read it, he knew that his girlfriend would be listening because she's a big-time listener of the show. And she would show up at Maggiano's at 9:15 because that restaurant holds a really special place in their heart. So I read the email yesterday, read it like twice today. We sent Phil Tarana down there at 9:15 this morning to see this whole proposal go down. The parking lot gets filled up with women that maybe think it's them that their boyfriend is going to be proposing to. And then once Phil is down there, Jeff makes the claim that the email Jeff wrote the email, sent it to me, and there was never a proposal going down. And he thinks it's a big joke and very funny that a whole bunch of women went down to Maggiano's today and had their dream squad.
I mean, this is my first Valentine's single, and it's not, you know, it's, I don't have that feeling. I don't want other people not to be romantic and other people not to be.
I didn't do it to hurt people. You know? I did it to prove that there are women out there who will force them, you know, themselves into the wrong, like, you know, it's like that playing that game you had when you were a kid where you had to try to put the triangle in the triangle hole and the circle in the circle hole. It's like trying to cram the triangle into the circle hole. It doesn't, like, that woman did not fit the description. Why is that lost on everyone? She was trying to force herself into a situation where she could get engaged.
And so were the other 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 women that went down there today that you really hurt?
I would assume so, yes.
And you feel good that they walked down there and they're walking away because you hurt them today. You feel good that they're walking away and you had...
Hopefully they're walking away going, you know what? I got to back off on this engagement thing.
Hey, Tony, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I cannot believe you guys are lambasting Jeff over this because he has not once all week, even though he's been bitter, has not said you shouldn't give roses, you shouldn't be special, you shouldn't have an engagement. Not one person has called with the right criteria. He was pretty vague, but he punked you guys. You guys have phone pranks, you do all that stuff. It does not hurt your credibility. There were not thousands of people. This was not... You know, this email could have come from any blank listener punking you and not have really shown up. Anyone could have done that. Those women didn't have any connection. There hasn't been 2, 3, 10 people that have called you with any validity, even anywhere near matching this.
If it was just me getting punked, I mean, Jeff's done that before. He phone scammed me with that Jezebel thing. That doesn't bother me, not even a little bit. It's the fact that 10 or 12 or however many women walked down there. This is the thing that bothers me, that 10 that went down there and got really hurt today, and also the fact that I'm afraid, when's the next time Jeff's going to do that? And who's going to be hurt? And who's going to be hurt by it next time?
And it doesn't take 1,000 people to justify. I mean, like, if it was just one woman that went down there, is that not enough? And the thing is, it is Valentine's Day, and this was a day that was supposed to be themed about Valentine's Day. And the thing that Jeff is going to also have bragging rights on is he's ended the show before Valentine's Day on a sour note.
So you got that. You got that on your side also.
The thing that bothers me is that we have ended the week on this note. We've ended a week on where we are fractured in this room. There, our listeners are fractured. We're not leaving with a good feeling. We're not leaving with a feeling of love. So there you go, Jeff. You got it. You know what? You hate this holiday, and now you have ruined the vibe of the room. I hope you're happy. You're the bully of the room, and the bully of the room has won.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to kill everybody's Valentine's Day.
The one bad apple in the room today has caused the whole vibe of the room to be sour.
The Burt Show. y'all. It's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kelly Clarkson and Clay Aiken were in concert last night at the Gwinnett Arena. And I had a chance to go up there and hang out with those guys for a couple of minutes yesterday afternoon. And the thing about Kelly and Clay is we have had them both on a total of about 8 times.
Right.
With Kelly, I think it's been 3 times, and with Clay, it was 4 times or whatever. You know, I know that adds up to 7.
Well, I was a little curious on your math right there, honey.
So I really kind of went not as enthused about going up there yesterday as I have been in the past, only because I didn't know what to say to them at that point. So I came totally clean with them right off the bat, and I'm like, I really don't know what to ask you guys, so why don't you all interview yourself a little bit? And they bought it. And they did. And they turned out to be really, really cool. Here's Kelly Clarkson and Clay Aiken yesterday before the show. Between the two of you guys, I've talked to you 7 times. Seriously.
Have you counted?
It has been, I think it's 4 for you and 3 for you.
Awesome.
So I'm like, I don't know even know what to ask them anymore. I said,
oh,
you know
then
what?
We're done. This is a short one. Okay.
You know what I said was I would really like 60 seconds of you guys just to interview yourself.
Interview
like
ourselves.
You interview Kelly, Kelly interview Clay.
Oh, I got
Clay,
a good one.
All right.
Hey, how did it feel to, oh, wait, hold on. How did it, oh. I was
going to
ask the questions
this.
That I always get asked, but never mind.
Yeah, ask the stereotypical questions.
She was going to ask me, how did it feel to win American Idol?
Of course
and then she was like, oh, wait a second.
I forget.
You didn't win.
No, but I forget. Well, how did it feel to do American Idol? How was the show?
It was really, I mean, it was a blessing because it was such a, see, these are our,
see,
these are right, these are our stock, your stock answers.
It was really, I mean, it was a blessing to be able to take part in something so exciting. And then cool.
But how was the makeover, Clay? How was? Don't you get that one a lot too? Okay.
You know, it really wasn't a makeover. I took my glasses off and got a new haircut that colored.
I know it's called money, right? That's what I tell
but
people.
But I got a question for you.
Okay.
Like, what's it like to go from small town girl to stardom in like a year's
well,
time? Like one day you're doing nothing, and the next day you're on every single magazine cover. What's that like?
I don't. You know what? It's just weird. It's like, you know, I grew up in a small town, so everybody knew my name in the beginning. So now, you know, people know my name on a larger scale. That's my answer.
That's good though. That's better than the one I have.
Well, I've answered it so many times. Times I've got it down.
Go.
This whole thing really, it's got to be at one point, it's got to be exhausting. And I know you guys can't answer that honestly. And I know you got to put face on and you got to say.
I'll answer it honestly.
Okay, go ahead.
It's exhausting.
I remember the first 6 months of it. It's just, it's like going to a new job that's like so chaotic and everybody's watching, not just your boss.
Right.
And
like
then
everyone.
I say it never, I've always said that it never really slows down either. It's just that you learn how to live in the whirlwind.
You cope with it and you adjust.
And the whirlwind doesn't slow down. You just figure out how to deal with it more.
Yep, because it's still just as busy. We're just used to it.
I mean, it's busier. Really.
But there have got to be days, and I know, I mean, that, you know, you guys were doing what you were doing a couple of years ago. Now you are big stars. But there has got to be a time where you're like, this is really bothering me now. Like, I guess my real question is it what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, yeah. I knew people before I did American Idol in the business and stuff, so I knew what it was going to be like. But I'm very, actually, we're both kind of introvertish. Like, whenever we're not working, we always stay in. So we don't really deal with a lot that most celebrities do. We don't go out. We don't do a lot of
that stuff.
I always
thought it was going to be glamorous. And I sit on my couch at home and eat in my pajamas and eat all the time and watch TV. So
yeah, I go camping,
it's
so no one's
glamorous.
There with me.
Is it weird when you guys are out in the public? Is there always like in the back of your mind, like, I really have to watch what I'm doing here because I know someone inevitably is going to have a camera?
Well, I'm not a bad person, so it's not like I'm going to be flipping people off or anything anyway. So.
Well, you've told us that every now and then you're a bad person, though. You said you've got a bad temper.
I did.
And
well,
every now and
me,
then.
You begged me to find something that I did wrong. And that's what I can come up with, that I do have a bad temper sometimes, and some people in the room will vouch for that.
So you're saying like it doesn't bother you when you go out and like you're not conscious, you know, like all the time of people looking at you and stuff like that?
I'm conscious of it only because, I mean, I'll be completely honest with you, sometimes it makes me go, goodness gracious, a little anonymity would be nice. I would like to go out to the grocery store and not have anybody staring all the time and taking note of what type of milk I buy, you know, because I guarantee you there are fans out there that know what percent of milk I buy.
Oh, yeah. And anytime anybody sees me in, like, a girl section, they're like, Kelly's pregnant.
And I'm like buying like girl stuff. I'm just like, oh, it's already been in there. Yeah, I'm like buying, you know, girl stuff that you need at certain times.
Right.
And yeah, and then they're like, oh, she's pregnant. Justin's baby. And I'm like, yeah, no, not at all, but that's okay. But I'm pretty lucky. I'm lucky. Like, I get away with it. I put a hat on and I put my glasses on and nobody recognizes me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm quite the chameleon, so.
And you're a little different. I mean,
oh, like, people will recognize
you. So that kind of gives you a little taste of how cool they were yesterday. Yeah. I mean, they're still they're unaffected by this whole thing. They really are.
Which would almost be near to impossible to do. I mean, I think if I had people coming in to do my hair and makeup and pick out my outfits and have a stylist and go on the road and have all these people doing anything, I mean, anything you want. I mean, if they went in and they said, I want to shop at Nordstrom's today, someone on their crew, it's their job to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be so hard, I think, to stay down to earth with having all of that at your fingertips.
And when you think about it, just a couple of years ago, I mean, they... We're nobody. Nobody right. knew. And they've just skyrocketed to this kind of stardom. I'm going to give you an example of how great a sense of humor Kelly Clarkson still has. What we do when we go into these interviews is we have them cut things called liners, where like Clay will walk into the studio and we've got a whole bunch of things typed up for him. And he says, hi, this is Clay Aiken, and I listen to The Burt Show on all the hits Q100. Well, we had like 10 of them all ready for Kelly Clarkson, and Clay got through his pretty well. And then Kelly... started to do hers, and she could not get through it. She was feeling the pressure because she started messing up, and then it just got more intense and more intense and more intense for her. This poor little thing could not finish.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kelly Clarkson, and I know how to say it and win. All the kids... Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Kelly Clarkson, and I know how to win. I know how... What am I doing? What am I winning? Okay, I get it. I was like, what? I was like, okay. Hey, what's up? It's Kelly Clarkson. I know how to say it and win. All the hits on Q100. Oh, my God. It's just like a robot. All the hits, Q100. Okay, edit. Hey, it's Kelly Clarkson on The Burt Show on all the kids. Bye. Hey, it's Kelly Clarkson on The Burt. Hey, what's up? It's Kelly Clarkson on The Burt Show on all the hits, Q100. Wow, you have a lot of bloopers. It's okay.
She was really, really cool about it. Extremely cool about it.
The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.